Even when you're in a conversation with someone, or even when you're least expected, the Holy Spirit will just bring it back to your remembrance today. And it will bring back remembrance wherever you may go. Go with me today into God's Bible today. God's Sword of the Spirit. We're going to head into Psalms 97, 1 through 6. 97, 1 through 6. We want to look here in the Old Testament, Psalms 97, 1 through 6. We want to say that we thank you for coming today. We want to thank those that are watching live with us. My prayer is there something that I can say to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. And if you're there at Psalms 97, then I want to give you just a couple of seconds to get there, because I want you to look at this passage with me a little bit today in Psalms 97 and 1. The title of my message today is a question. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? And we're going to look at this today. A lot of times as we think of who's in charge, especially in a world which we live, a society that we live, we seem to want to take charge of everything that goes on. We want to take charge of our finances. We want to take charge of our jobs. We want to take charge of where we go, who we're going to see, what we're going to do, what we're going to be. I mean, everything seems that we want to take charge. Why? Because we want control. You want control because you don't want, in your mind, you don't want to go out of control, but you want to be in control. And I want you to know today, it is easy for us to take charge of everything. And as believers, we have to be careful that when we begin to take things in charge, we tend to leave Jesus out of the equation. And that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to leave Jesus out of the equation. You say, well, Pastor, I don't want to bother Jesus right now because this problem's not really big. It's just a tiny little thing. Listen, God wants to be in the tiny thing of your life. God wants to be in the smallest thing of your life, as well as the big equation, as well as the big thing in life. In other words, He is so much into you that He wants to know everything about you, in that He wants a personal relationship with you, not just on Sunday mornings, not just on Wednesday nights, but He wants a personal relationship with you on a daily basis. Jesus wants to talk to you. You say, well, Pastor, how can Jesus talk? He can talk through His Word. His Word teaches us that we are to be instructed by the Word, and that God speaks to the Word because He is the Word. And so with that, God wants to build a relationship with you on a daily basis. Jesus doesn't want you to be a standoff person. He doesn't want you to be nonchalant with Him. He doesn't want you to call on Him on certain days. He wants that relationship with you every day. When you wake up and you put your feet on the floor from the bed, Jesus wants to be there and He wants to communicate with you. Therefore, that's why we have that relationship with the Lord. So my question today is this: who is really in charge? Are you really in charge of your life? Is Jesus really in charge of your life today? Let's look at what the psalmist says here in Psalms 97 and 1. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and just are the foundation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about. Verse 4, His lightnings light the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. Verse 6, the heavens declare, look at this, the heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples sees his glory. Look, I want you to know today through this passage, I want you to see how vivid that this is described. This gives a description of our Lord. This lets us know that God is in charge. To know that God knows what's going on in your life. He is in your best interest. He wants to take you places that you've never been. I've said it, you've heard me say it. I got to say it again. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love Him and is called according to His purpose. I want you to know today, we're just scratching the surface of what God Almighty wants to do in your life. You haven't even begun to see. You don't even know. And yet God lets us know of the glory of who He is, because when we see things in the skies and when we see the things of nature, we see the glory of God, that He shows His hand at the right time, at the right moment in your life, and He begins to strengthen you and begins to take care of you. Why? Because He's building a foundation in your life so that you can work off of that foundation, that you may find victory in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you would be strengthened to know that He's with you every step of the way. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We live in a troubled world. As we see that there's wars and rumors of wars that are increasing every day. As you see on the news, you see India and Pakistan, how that they're fighting against each other, how that Trump, our president, is trying to calm things down, but it seems like once he tries to calm things down, something else arises, and something else arises. Well, if we look at Matthew chapter 24, Jesus clearly lets us know in the last days that there will be wars and rumors of wars that will take place, but He says, listen, do not be alarmed. Know that I am with you, that I am going to take care of you, and I am going to strengthen you. As we see as well, crime and violence haunt our cities day in and day out. World conditions begin to worsen day in and day out. Yet, does anyone have any answers? Is there hope of a better day ahead? What will become of us? Does anyone have any good news? But I want you to know today, as we look at the question of who's in charge, we see that God Almighty is in charge. There's no surprise about what's going to take place today. There's no surprise about what's going to take place tomorrow or next week. But we are to hold the Lord's hand and begin to trust Him and say, Lord, you see what I cannot see. You hear what I cannot hear. You walk where I cannot walk. You begin to do what you do. And Lord, I'm going to fully surrender to your Lordship and say, Lord, take charge of my life. Take charge of my family. And I trust, and I will walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I want you to know today, give God praise in the house today. My first point today is this: the Lord reigns. Relax. The Lord reigns. Relax. We get so tensed and so upset and discouraged about the things of life that we get so frustrated that we forget about what God is doing. God is doing something that we cannot see. And what we need to understand is we need to let Daddy, Abba Father, take care of our situation because we need to relax. Sometimes we just need to take a deep breath. I'll never forget going to a pastor's conference. They had given us a plaque to all the pastors, and it said, relax, inhale and exhale. Relax, inhale and exhale. Sometimes we've got to take a good deep breath in, and a lot of times we've got to take a good deep breath back out. We've got to rethink about some things, because if not, we're going to get bombarded. You're going to get bombarded about society. You're going to be worried about this. Well, what are they going to do? What's going to happen here? What are they going to say? Where is this? Where is that? What am I going to do? Listen, let God be God in your life. Take a step back. Take a deep breath and relax, because listen, God has got this under control. The world may be out of control. We may see friends and loved ones that's going out of control, but if we keep our families in the boat of God and we keep our families where it needs to be, is to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, then He's going to take care of us. Relax and let Him steer the ship and let Him guide us day by day. Hallelujah. Psalms 97 and 1 says, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice, period. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter what he has said and what he's talking about and what he's doing. It doesn't matter. The Lord reigns. He's got to bow down before God. He has to give an answer to God. Listen, Satan cannot be everywhere at the same time, and he doesn't know everything at the same time. He's limited to what he can do, and therefore we have the power. We have the victory that we can walk and know that God is with us every step of the way. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Listen, the Bible says for us to put the enemy as a footstool under our feet. He does not have charge. He does not have authority. Therefore, he has to answer to God Almighty. And trust me, he knows the power of God. The Bible says that the demons believe and they tremble. And they tremble. They know God. They know his power. And they know who he is. Well, guess what? We're sons and daughter of the Most High God. We serve a God and he's in the palm. Hallelujah. We're in the palm of his hands. Hallelujah. We need to be reminded that God is with us. Nothing takes God by surprise. The Bible says to cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5 and 7. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. He did not, hear me today, he did not let his son die 2,000 years ago just to die on a tree and just show him up. He did it for a reason, and that's for you and me to be set free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And because of the cross, you and I have victory on top of victory today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says for us to come to him with your burdens. Why? Because he will carry them for you. Matthew 11 and 28. Come to me, all you who are labor. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? Who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will what? Find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, when you handle it, it's going to be heavy. When you handle it, it's going to be tough. When you handle it, it's going to be hard for you to climb. when you handle it, you're going to make a big mess out of it because you've got your hands in everything. You need to relinquish that you have off of it and say, Lord, I'm taking my hands off the problem. I'm taking my hands off the situation, and now I'm going to release it to you, Lord. It's yours, Lord. It's not mine anymore, Lord. I've held it for long enough. I'm releasing it to you, and therefore I'm going to stand on the promises that you've said to me. The Bible clearly lets us know that we are to trust Him in all times. Listen, I want you to know, Charles Spurgeon, which was a great evangelist for many, many years, many, many years ago, he said this: the absolute power is safe in the hands of Him who cannot make a mistake or act unrighteously. When the books of God are open, no eye will see one word that should have been blotted out, or one syllable of an error, or one line of injustice, or one letter of unholiness. Thank God that God holds the record. Thank God that He's our judge. Thank God that He is a God that understands you and I. Your friends may write you off. Your mom and dad may write you off. People may write you off. But God Almighty is not going to write you off. He's going to love you. He's going to embrace you. He's going to bring you to where you need to be, not where you want to go. Hallelujah. My second point today is this: the Lord reigns, rejoice. The Lord reigns, rejoice. Let me say it again. The Lord reigns, rejoice. We need to rejoice in our circumstances. You say, well, Pastor, how can you rejoice? Pastor, how can you rejoice in your circumstances? Well, how can you give God praise when everything is just falling apart? Well, how can you rejoice to the Lord when everything is against you and your back's against the wall and it just seems like you take three steps forward and two steps? How can you do that? Here's how you can do it: because our Lord says He reigns. And it doesn't matter what your circumstance looks like. It doesn't matter what your situation looks like. It should never change your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, because He doesn't move because of our circumstance and just nonchalant. He knows exactly what He is doing, and He knows that He won't put no more on us than we can bear, but make a way of an escape. And therefore, we can rejoice and know that God is with us every step of the way. Give Him praise in the house today. Hallelujah. We must rejoice. Psalms 97:1 says, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of isles be glad. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. World conditions were known to God from the beginning. Jesus reveals the signs and proceedings of His return, as I shared with you in Matthew 24. Paul told about to Timothy the precious times, or the peerless times, would come. And 2 Timothy 3:1 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And for such people, turn away. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make cavities of gullible of women loaded down with sins, laid about with various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Listen, who is in charge? There are some today are not letting God be in charge of their life. They will pick and choose what they want God to do. Listen, God is not a vending machine. He's not a vending machine. You just don't pick and choose when you want God and when you want to get God and you need God here and God there. God is Lord of all. If He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. You've got to know that He is in charge. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. The Bible has laid out for us the roadmap. It is the GPS of our life. It is letting us know. Listen, the Bible is for correction, it's reproof, it's instruction. Oh, it cuts against the grain because it cuts against our soul. Because in natural, we don't want it. We don't want to hear it. We hate it. But listen, God is trying to fashion us in a way that we can be what we need to be, not what we want to be, but what we need to be as a family, as the family of God. As we come together, we're praying for one another, we're lifting one another up, and we're saying, Lord, You're in charge. Now the enemy will do everything he can to keep us coming to prayer, keep us coming from reading our Bibles, keeping us for having time with the Lord. Listen, how are we to react when these times arrive? How are we to act when these times arrive? Luke 21 and 25 says this, and there will be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and on the earth distress of nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Verse 27, then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Verse 28, and now when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. We are here to see that God's prophetic plan unfolds, and that we are to rejoice as saints of God, knowing that we long for His coming. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're longing for His coming. When you've asked Jesus Christ into your heart and life, you long for His coming because His appearance is at hand. We are to look up, being encouraged that God reigns. That God reigns. When we remember who's in control, then we can rejoice. Let me say it again. When we know who's in charge, we can rejoice, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't matter what somebody does. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Listen, Jesus said for us to be in the world but not of the world. He wants us to stand out. We can't blend in with the world. We've got to separate ourselves, but we're in the world. We love those that are there, but we want to see them saved. Listen, the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. But we know what John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believeth upon Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But verse 17 says, but I did not come to condemn the world, but I come to save the world which is lost. We miss this, because He didn't come to condemn us, but He came to save us. And He's come to do that. So therefore, by doing that, He's in charge. Well, how is He in charge, Pastor? He's in charge because He went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day. He's seated by the right hand of the Father. Therefore, you have victory, and therefore we can be saved. Listen. Romans 8 and 28 says this, and I'm coming into my closing. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. My third point today is this: the Lord reigns. Remember. The Lord reigns. Remember. Don't forget, God reigns. Now you can serve Him or not. You can live for Him or not. You can turn around and place your back against Him and walk away. That does not change anything, because God is God. God reigns. He rules, whether you like it or not. And I want you to know today, I would rather yoke up with Him than not yoke up with Him. I would rather get connected with Him than not to be connected with Him. I would like to know that somebody else is in charge except me, because I'm going to make a big mess out of it, and I need somebody to take over and be what they need to be to my life, because I'm going to make a big mess out of it. Why? Because you can't do anything without the Lord. David says, if I made my bed in hell, Lord, You're there. If I make my bed in heaven, Lord, You're there. In other words, I can be anywhere I want to be, but God, I can't get away from Your presence. So you can't get away from the Lord. He's always there. Listen, the Lord reigns. 97:1. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitudes of the isles be glad. We are not the first to live in difficult times. Israel was in slavery in Egypt for 400 years. David was pursued by Saul, who sought to kill him. The early church endured terrible persecution, including martyrdom. When you're feeling down or afraid, consider Jesus. He was despised and He was rejected of men. Isaiah 50. He endured the cross with its pain and shame. Matthew 27. The resurrection vindicated His message and guaranteed our salvation. Romans 1:4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. Romans 1:4. God's plan for your life is unchanged by what's happened in the world, what's happening in the world. God's plan for your life is unchanged by what's happening in the world. Listen, creation gives witness to God is in charge. Creation gives the witness that God is in charge. Psalms 97:2, my close today. Clouds and darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about. His lightning lights the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. At the presence of the Lord of the whole earth, the heavens declare His righteousness, and all the people see His glory. Commit all to the Lord of all, and stop worrying. Commit to the Lord. Stop worrying. You say, well, Pastor, it's easier said than done. And I know we're human. I know we're human. We deal with fallacy. I do know that. I do know that. But it does not change the Word of God. It does not change what Jesus has instructed. It does not change what the world is doing and how it's doing and where it's going. We're in the world and not of the world. You are now, when you ask Jesus Christ in your heart and life, you are now a soldier of the cross. You are an ambassador. You represent the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a servant of the Most High God. You are now a disciple. The word disciple means discipline. Is to be disciplined. Now that you have selected, you've elected now to serve the Lord, to be a Christian, now you are a disciple. And now there's going to be some roads that you're going to have to travel that's going to be rocky. Because Jesus said they didn't like me. And if they hated me, guess what? They're going to hate you. Because you stand for the truth. You stand for what's right. Stand for what is right and know that God is in charge. God is in charge. Stand with me across the building today.